those I haven't met, or if you've maybe forgotten me, I'm Perry Scruggs, and a longtime friend of your parish, and always feel at home when I come to be with you. Our service, as you know, begins on the front of our leaflet. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. With you
and also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God in glory everlasting. Amen. I don't guess y'all put out water. Do they put out water? No.
A reading from Daniel.
Oh, I see.
In the first year of King Belshazzar of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head as he lay in bed. Then he wrote down the dream. I, Daniel, saw in my vision by night the four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea, and four great beasts came up out of the sea, different from one another. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was troubled within me, and the visions of my head terrified me. I approached one of the attendants to ask him the truth concerning all this. So he said that he would disclose to me the interpretation of the matter. As for these four great beasts, four kings shall arise out of the earth, but the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. The word of the Lord.
Throat, and a two-edged sword in their hand.
Reading from the letter to the Ephesians. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit, that is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your hearts enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. What is All Saints all about? Why do we do it? In one word, it would be connection. We do it for the great connection that it expresses between us and God and between us and each other. Connection. And when I say other, I mean others past, present, and future. Connection. Once, many years ago, I became aware of a conference of a summer camp where the priest who was the dean of that camp and set the theme always tried to do something crazy. And he was renowned for the crazy stunts that he would pull so that the kids who came to the camp would always remember what the camp's theme and teaching was about. So he asked one of the counselors, happened to be a young woman, to agree to be no name, for her to have no sense of identity. And he claimed, and he told the campers, that she was on the staff, but they didn't know where she came from, and she had amnesia or something and had no idea of who she was or what her name was or anything. And so throughout the first few days of the camp, my goodness, people would come up to her and say, "You look like you might be a Susan. Oh, I think you might be a Judith." And they kept asking her, "Don't you remember anything? Where did you come from? What's your family like?" And all she was allowed to say was, "I don't know, I can't remember." And she told me that after a couple of days of that, all she could handle. She couldn't handle it anymore because she got so tired of it. She went to the priest that was in charge. She said, I can't do this anymore. And sure enough, from then on, they announced who she was and what she was there to do and whatnot. But she said it was the worst thing in the world to be so cut off from everything that defined her and made her who she was and what she was supposed to be about. All Saints is about connection. We are connected to God through all the saints who have gone before, all the saints we meet and encounter now, and all who are to come. Remember the movie, Places in the Heart? It's an old one. Sally Field was the star. And there were all sorts of people who became stars or were minor stars at the time. And it was about a woman and her family in Texas in the Great Depression. And in the first scenes, her husband is killed by a crazy young black guy who was drunk and just shooting up the place. Didn't mean to kill him, but killed him. And how she survived the coming days and months. They tried to foreclose her from her home. They tried to cut her off from all that she knew. Tried to tell her that she could move in with family. And she stubbornly said, no, I'm going to maintain what I am and who I am and how I'm going to do it. And she went through all kinds of ups and downs. She took a lodger into her home, played by John Malkovich, who was blind and did the caning, you know, the caning of the chairs and stuff. And one time the Ku Klux Klan came, and they were going to shoot him up, and she wasn't there, and John Malkovich knew them by their voices. And he had a gun. He was trying to stop them. She took in a runaway former slave or a children of slaves who had nothing because he came to beg and he asked her for a handout. She said, I don't have any money, but I'll send you some food. So while she turned to get the food, he stole some of her silver and was making off with it and got caught. And the cops brought him back and said, we found him with your silver. What do you want to do about it? Oh, that's fine. He was just taking it to clean it up. He works for me. So she had him in her family from then on. She had a sister. And the sister was a hairdresser. And the sister's husband was there. And there were a group of four that always played bridge. And sure enough, the sister's husband was having an affair with the other woman in the two couples who was a schoolmarm. And there was a tornado, one of the boys almost got caught out in it. And a group of folks who were living in their car said, come and stay with us in the car. You won't be safe. He said, no, I got to get home. And sure enough, when the tornado blew through, that car was flattened and all who were in it were killed. It's a marvelous movie about the ups and downs of life and how, just because you say you aren't paranoid doesn't mean everybody isn't out to get you. That's a joke. You're supposed to laugh at that one. Anyway, at the end of the movie, there's this great scene. When everybody's gathered in church and they start, must be Methodist or something, they start passing out the tray with all the little cups, and sure enough, and the bread, and it comes by, and they take the bread, and they take a sip of the cup, and they pass it on. And when they do that, there's the dead husband, and there's the dead boy who shot him, and there's the dead people in their car, and there's the folks who were having an affair, and there's the folks who were the Klansmen who were there, and there was the black guy who was living with them, and they were all taking sips from the communion as it was passed. The communion of the saints, the connectiveness that God in Christ is all about for us. You may have seen a Facebook meme recently about an elementary school where they said they tried an experiment. They gave balloons to all the children, and they all were to put their names on the balloons. And then they took them away from them and kept them inside, put all the balloons in a hallway. Said, okay, children, now come out and find your balloon. And they couldn't do it. They couldn't find their own balloon. It took them half an hour, and not everybody found their balloon. There were still people searching. After half an hour, they said, okay, throw the balloons all back. Now, go get a balloon and then find the person whose name is on that balloon. And it took them 5 minutes. Connectedness. We're all connected in this great experiment we call life that God has given us and God has called us to enjoy, to suffer, to sing his praise, and to sometimes curse him. Because we never get exactly what we think we want, but we always get exactly what he thinks we need. The great gospel that is always read for all saints is the Beatitudes. How blessed are you when these bad things happen? How blessed are you when you're not at your best? How blessed are you in all these various situations in life that we encounter as we chug along? But I'm always called, and I've probably done this with y'all before, to challenge that and say, well, what in the world is a blessing? I mean, it's easy to say, count your blessings. But what does that really mean? The person who dies with the most toys wins? That's not what blessings are. One thing we can all agree about blessings is that they're given, not earned. You go to somebody and say, give me your blessing. Well, they may or they may not. Blessings are gifts. They are presents. They are things that are given to us out of our need, as the gospel says, but also out of our faith and faithfulness, that we hold fast to that which is good no matter what we encounter in life. So I offer this as a definition of a blessing. A blessing is to know that God is with you. If you think about that in terms of all the biblical accounts, there's the story, of course, of Jacob who steals his brother's blessing from his father, the sense that he is the inheritor of all that is good. But then he goes and learns what it really means to be blessed and comes back far richer than he ever thought he would. And even with his brother's blessing on his return that he feared he would not get but would be killed instead. There's Jesus at the end of his time where he blesses the disciples who see him off. And somewhere in there he says, behold, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. There's nothing more important than our sense of connection with God, with each other, and with all the saints who forever sing this hymn and proclaim, I sing a song of the saints of God, faithful and brave and true, who toiled and fought and lived and died for the Lord they loved and knew. One was a soldier, and one was a queen, and one was a shepherdess on the green. They were all of them saints of God, and I mean God helping to be one too. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now, as a sign of our connection to God through the saints and through all our faithfulness, let us stand and reproclaim that connectedness with the baptismal covenant. Let us join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again.
He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of the bread, and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
May Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us new birth by water and the Holy Spirit and bestowed upon us the forgiveness of sins, keep us in eternal life by his grace in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
No, I think it maybe was the kneeler.
Hello. Peace.
You are coming.
Yeah, you are welcome.
Peace, Barry.
Okay, please be seated. What's been going on that I need to know of and that others might need to know of? Anything in particular?
Well, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, we still have one more slot on the board for the food pantry. So if anyone would like to sign up for us in 2 weeks, please feel free. Be awesome. The same. Please.
And as the senior warden, I'm supposed to welcome everybody today. So welcome.
And welcome back.
Do we still have hunger and thirst after righteousness?
Yes.
We do? Okay. So all gather in the parish hall afterwards?
Yes, yes.
Great. Thank you, and thank you for your warm welcome of me returning to you after, lo, these many months. It's a pleasure to be back. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right to glorify you, Father, and to give you thanks. For you alone are God, living and true, dwelling in light, inaccessible from before time and forever. Fountain of life and source of all goodness, You made all things and filled them with your blessing. You created them to rejoice in the splendor of your radiance. Countless throngs of angels stand before you to serve you night and day. And beholding the glory of your presence, they offer you unceasing praise. Joining with them and giving voice to every creature under heaven, we acclaim you and glorify your name as we sing. We acclaim you, Lord, glorious in power. Your mighty works reveal your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we might rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to our help, so that in seeking you, we might find you. Again and again, you called us into covenant with you. And through the prophets, you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you loved the world so much that in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son to be our Savior, incarnate by the Holy Spirit. Born of the Virgin Mary, he lived as one of us, yet without sin. To the poor, he proclaimed the good news of salvation. To prisoners, freedom. To the sorrowful, joy. To fulfill your purpose, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the grave, destroyed death and made the whole creation new. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved you, his own, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, we now celebrate this memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and his descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, awaiting his coming in glory, and offering to you from the gifts you have given us this bread and this cup. We praise you and we bless you. We praise you, we bless you, we give thanks to you, and we pray to you, Lord our God. Lord, we pray that in your goodness and mercy, your Holy Spirit may descend upon these gifts, sanctifying them and showing them to be holy gifts for your holy people, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that all who share this bread and cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ, to the praise of your name. Remember, Lord, your one holy Catholic and apostolic church, redeemed by the blood of your Christ. Reveal its glory, reveal its unity, guard its faith, and preserve it in peace. Remember all who have died in the peace of Christ, and those whose faith is known to you alone. Bring them into the place of eternal joy and light. Today we especially remember and offer our prayers on behalf of Rosemary Park, John and Joan Sargent, Joe Coffer, Chuck and Betsy Carpenter, J.B. Hicks, and all those who we name at this time. Owen Hughes. Grant that we may find our inheritance with Blessed Mary, and particularly, and patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, Alban and all the saints who have found favor with you, Thaddeus, and all those with us in ages past. We praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God and Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
These are the gifts of Christ for the people of Christ. Take them in remembrance that Christ died, rose, and lives for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now unto God's gracious mercy and protection, we commit ourselves. May God bless us and keep us. May God's face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. And may the light of God's countenance lift us up and give us power and peace to know and to do God's will this day and evermore. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. To love and serve the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia.